Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. cv-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits daphealth.org. Revivalsstores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy Saturday after Thanksgiving. Happy everything. Happy every day. Happy Joey English Show, right? Welcome to 920 AM and 99.1 FM. Then please add 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, because on all four of those fabulously renovated stations, you can hear the 5-day-a-week, four stations, 12 times a day, Joey English Daily Datebook. Then you can hear our show in real time on the free KGX mobile app. After we're through, new puppy daddy, Nigel, will put everything up on my website, joeyenglish.com, and also on my Facebook page. Please friend me. I like this to be the best 3 hours of your day. Sit back and relax. I will drive. Okay, let's do a little medical visit with our folks from Eisenhower Health. Lynn Fischel. Is that how you say it, Fischel?
Yes. Yes.
What nationality is that?
German.
Pull your mic a little.
German.
She's looking at me, Joey Pals, and not talking into the mic. It's radio. No one knows, right?
Right.
Fischel, it's German?
Yep.
Oh, it sounds almost French.
I think when we were in Germany, it was F-I-S-S-E-L, and they changed it.
There you go. What's your title over there?
I work in the marketing department in public relations.
And who'd you bring to introduce today?
It's a pleasure to be here, Joey.
Thank you.
I have the pleasure of introducing a nurse practitioner with Eisenhower Health, Carrie Sudmeyer. And Carrie's been a nurse for over 30 years and a nurse practitioner for 20 of those 30 years. She's a graduate of Loma Linda University.
Yay.
And since she's been at Eisenhower, she's been with our women's health and gynecology clinic. But more recently, she completed an internationally recognized course in anoscopy.
Say that word.
Anoscopy.
Or anoscopy.
Anoscopy.
Anoscopy. Potato.
Yeah. Is that like anus?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, for anal. Okay. Anoscopy. New words for us.
Yeah. And she's now just recently joined our high-resolution anoscopy clinic in Rancho Mirage.
Thank you, sweetheart. And then we all say, here's Carrie.
And here's Carrie.
Hi,
Thank
sweetheart.
You.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Joey. It's a pleasure to be back here on the show with you. I'm delighted. Thank you, Lynn, for that very nice introduction. I'm very happy to represent Eisenhower Health. Eisenhower Health is always looking for innovative ways to bring state-of-the-art care to our community.
Start by telling us what the problem is, because we aren't familiar with these words, anoscopy, and we don't talk about anal, we can. Good heavens,
yes.
I'm 76 now. If you use a word I haven't heard, I'll let you know.
Oh, good.
So okay,
yes.
Start with the problem.
The problem is anal rectal cancer.
Anal rectal cancer.
Correct.
That's not colon cancer?
No, ma'am. So I'm in the geography of where the external or the perianus area intervenes into the anus and the rectal area just before it meets the colon.
Okay, so the outside is called?
The outside is called the perianus.
Perianus, okay.
And the opening is the rectum. And the internal, just past the rectum, is the anal canal.
Okay.
And I'm looking at specific tissue in the anal canal called squamous columnar junction tissue. And this is where a very nasty virus, we've all heard of viruses, right?
Hello.
Hello. The nasty virus called HPV, which is short for human papillomavirus, HPV.
Okay.
Likes to live and create havoc. And can cause anal rectal cancer if left unchecked.
Okay, bunch of stupid questions, but it's my show.
Not stupid at all.
Can anal rectal cancer go further up and become colon cancer?
Great question. No, it tends to live in that same area, but it can cause an equally devastating cancer as colon cancer can.
We don't hear about anal rectal cancer, do we?
Not a lot.
We hear a lot about all those home test kits on television for colon cancer, but I can't think, have you, Lynn, heard about some sort of anal rectal? There's not a home test for...
There's not.
Okay.
No. No, if the most famous case of individual that passed away from anal rectal cancer is Farrah Fawcett.
Yes.
So HPV, human papillomavirus, is the most common sexually transmitted disease in the world. Approximately 1 to 2 out of 3 sexually active adults has HPV.
Human papillomavirus. Is that right?
Human papillomavirus.
Paplo.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we do have a vaccine for HPV. Oh. It's been around since the mid-2000s, and it's indicated for teenagers. We want to give it to them before they become sexually active. There's about 200 strains of HPV.
What?
Yes. But about three are known to cause or are a risk factor for anal rectal cancer.
So only anal rectal cancer.
Yes.
HPV virus only causes
200 strains. Three strains are linked to anal rectal cancer, but HPV causes 8 different types of cancers, including head and neck cancers, esophageal, cervical, vulvar, vaginal, and can cause other issues with warts and things that are not usually don't lead to cancer, but it is linked to 8 different types of cancers.
Well, it makes sense when you talk about your sexual organs, but brain and neck?
Head and neck.
My mom passed away from that type of cancer. Yeah.
In the bloodstream gets up there? What?
The lesion is this squamous columnar junction tissue. It's found in a few places in our body, and this virus has an affinity for this particular tissue. And that tissue exists in our oral pharyngeal area. So you can get it of the head, neck, we call it like a tonsil, tongue, pharynx, nasal pharynx. The esophagus also has a section of this particular tissue, the cervix, and so forth.
Interesting.
And so to transmit HPV, everybody, there's a big stigma. Do you have to, you know, have certain relations? Technically, it's skin-to-skin contact, or head and neck is transferred where you were in close contact with a body region that had HPV that was contracted through your mouth. But it's most notably thought of when we think of anal rectal from relations of anal receptive intercourse, right?
Okay.
So we're trying to remove
men and women.
We're trying to remove that stigma, open up the dialogue, and get more people aware and moving forward to test for HPV by performing anal pap smears on individuals that are known to have a risk factor for HPV, meaning women that have had HPV of the cervix on their cervical pap smear.
Anal pap smears
for men and women.
You have to go to the doctor for this. You don't do it at home.
It is not a home test. So your primary
uncomfortable test?
No.
No.
It's a water moistened skinny Q-tip swab. Okay. Takes about 30 seconds.
Okay. Symptoms.
Symptoms. There can be no symptoms whatsoever.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yep. There can be bleeding, itching. You could feel a bump or a lump or a wart. You could have bowel changes or rectal irritation.
Okay. If you're a woman and you have your yearly pap test or something, should you say to your doctor, I need an anal pap smear too? Should that be part of our regular...
Your doctor will know from your history if you are a risk factor. So as a woman, on your cervical pap smear, if you've ever had HPV, cervical dysplasia, or any genital warts or lesions, then that would put you at increased risk. The other risk factors for anal cancer are having many sexual partners or having sex with partners that have had many partners, anal receptive intercourse, men who have sex with men, that's a highest risk category, HIV infection for men or women, history of anal warts, history of other sexually transmitted infections, history of fissures, fistulas, and hemorrhoids, organ transplant recipients because they have a lowered immunity.
Organ transplant recipients.
Women with a history of cervical or vulvar dysplasia or cancer.
What's dysplasia?
That means abnormal tissue.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of my girlfriends had hemorrhoids when they were pregnant.
Right.
But that's not a...
Being over the age of 50?
Ouch.
Ow. Ouch, right? History of HPV any place, and then cigarette smoking does increase your risk. Yes.
Okay. Joey Pals, this will all be up on joeyenglish.com. Carrie's going over. She defined what anal rectal cancer is. She's talked about the symptoms. She's talked about the risk factors. Talk to us about the treatments.
So if a patient has had an anal pap by their gynecologist or their primary care provider that's positive for abnormal cells and or picks up HPV of these three strains, strain 16, 18, and non-16, 18, they come into my clinic, I greet them, I do a consultation with them, and I talk to them about the procedure of high-resolution anoscopy.
High-resolution anoscopy. What is that?
So think about it like coming to the dermatologist, but I go about an inch and a half to 2 inches into the anal rectal canal.
Okay.
And I'm looking for abnormal lesions. I take an anoscope. We numb it up. We're using numbing gel. I place an anoscope in the anal canal, and I use a colposcope or a magnification device, essentially a microscope. And I look through the tissue, through the anoscope, which is connected to a fiber optic camera, and I can take pictures and look at video in live, real time, as I'm doing the procedure, as well as through the microscope. And I'm looking for any irregular tissue. If I see irregular tissue, I take a biopsy about the size of a half a grain of rice.
Does it hurt?
It doesn't. Okay. And once I collect that biopsy, I send that to a pathologist, and the pathologist lets me know.
Instantly?
No, it takes about a week and a half to 2 weeks to get that back. It's a very careful exam under a microscope by a pathologist. And we're looking for essentially benign, normal tissue, AIN 1, 2, or 3. If it's AIN 1, we can monitor it. If it's AIN 2, they can come back, and some 3s, and we can treat it with electrocautery.
Yep. I can't even say it. Electrocautery sounds like cauterizing.
It is.
Okay.
Yes. With a high-powered electrocautery device.
Numbed up again.
I numb them up so you don't feel anything, and it's about the size of the end of a toothpick. And I'm doing this underneath a microscope. It's a very delicate procedure.
It must be.
Yes. And then we can eradicate that tissue and then continue to monitor them. If for some reason I find something like a cancer or a higher grade or complex lesion, then I send them to a colorectal surgeon or another oncology specialist, depending on the case.
So does the treatment ever progress to the traditional things like radiation and chemotherapy?
That's only if they had cancer. I'm treating precancerous lesions.
I don't think I wrote that down.
Yep.
Precancerous.
Yes.
So, lesions.
So we are actually helping prevent lesions from transferring into cancer.
This is phenomenal.
It's very impactful.
And kind of a new field, isn't it?
Well, it's been around for quite some time, but it's not widely known about it. And there's not many clinics that offer these services. So Eisenhower has opened up this new clinic. Really, we had a male nurse practitioner that has been seeing men, but we have not had a female practitioner opening this up for women.
What do you call the facility?
It's the Surgery Specialty Clinic at Eisenhower
Surgery Health. Surgery Specialty.
At the High Resolution Anoscopy Clinic. It's part of our Surgery
Somebody
Specialty
Somebody write that
clinics.
Down for me. At the High Resolution Anoscopy.
Yes. The incidence of anal rectal cancer is approximately 9,000 new cases a year, and projected for 2021 from the American Cancer Society. So that's 9,000. 6,000 of those are women, and approximately 3,000 are men. So the incidence is twice as high in women.
To continue the conversation with you, what number would our Joey pals call?
So they would call Eisenhower Health if they have other questions at 760-837-8601. That's our Eisenhower Surgery Specialty Clinic.
And Carrie, do patients need a referral from their primary care physician?
They do need a referral, and they need to have had an anal pap in order to have a consultation at our clinic.
We got to do more on this.
Yes.
Tell Lee Rice, I said, hey, Joey pals, great information. It's only, you know, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Carrie Sudmeyer and Lynn Fischel. What a team. Thank you so much. Please come back. Thanks for stopping by. We need to know this, and it sounds kind of sneaky.
It's very sneaky. Yeah. It's a virus.
Yes. Oh, well, hello.
That's all you need to say these
days. Yes.
Everybody knows what
heard
that
of a
is,
virus?
Don't they?
Yes.
Please, let's do more on it. Would you ask
Absolutely.
Lee to book you back,
Absolutely.
Both of you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, Joey.
Joey pals, it's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate. Who doesn't love chocolate? I love chocolate.